Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Inspection Show, hosted by Ken English, United Infrared Social Media Director. From sewer to chimney, we talk with leading home and building inspectors about current training, new equipment, upcoming conferences, and trade shows. Now, here's Ken.
Well, greetings and welcome to the Home and Building Inspection Techniques Show with Peter Hopkins. Peter, thank you for calling in. Where are you right now?
Well, I don't know. I guess we're going to call it a workcation because I'm up in the mountains camping, but nothing like the present to talk about things we love.
Well, we've got an opportunity to talk about a couple different topics of things you love. One of which is the Thermal Imaging Conference coming up in September. But before we get into that, you're going to touch base on a couple of the different components, are you not?
Yeah, absolutely. So for this year, for the first time, we're making a specialty track focused on home inspectors. Now, having been a home inspector myself for the last 26 plus years, I'm always looking for opportunity, and I suppose the rest of everybody else is there too, that they're trying to find how we can improve upon the services that we offer to our customers. In fact, when you think about services, I think everybody at some point has had a carpet cleaner in their house, and you'll find that these guys will market themselves as a great deal for, you know, three or five rooms of carpet cleaning. But reality, when you meet them, there's so many other things that they do, like grout cleaning and, you know, countertops and your furniture and your drapes. And I think it's very smart because, you know, the one guy can do so many things and helping people in their homes. Well, for that same reason, I found in the home inspection is that the more services that I offer, the more hype that goes towards my company and interest because, you know, in the real estate process, there's a short window of opportunity and during a purchase decision. And so for real estate agents who are primarily the ones that enlist our services with or home buyers, is that that convenience factor is amazing. So yeah, I mean, this year what we've done, having been a home inspector myself, I started doing thermal imaging. I actually wrote a business plan on it back in 99 and finally realized the benefit in 2005, where mostly it was a lot of commercial. But I wasn't giving up on my home inspection. I just simply was expanding the services that I offer. And it ended up that one is primarily a lot of commercial driven. In fact, last year is probably 50% of all my revenue, commercial, electrical, roofing, surveys, and the sort. But I never wanted to give up on my home inspection. And so I wanted to simply improve upon it. And services is how we did that. So we found the evolution of United Infrared and to be more of that United Inspections, and that United is really symbolizing, you know, coming together, people coming together for techniques. And I think that's what, Thermal Imaging Conference will expand a little bit this year with that opportunity. Now, as I did, there's many inspectors who will find that opportunity with expanding full-blown thermography, but for those that as well still own a home inspection company like myself, they might find that opportunity of expanding their business with additional services is going to be a wise decision.
Now, a number of the services that are being offered for these are training programs include going down into the sewer, going up to the chimney, a pool and spa, an overall course called the Home Inspector, and then some drone work. Do you want to elaborate on any of those in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do all of them because all of these make a difference in an inspector's business. So if you're a home inspector, I want you to envision what you currently average charge a customer. And I want you to think about the services. Are you that carpet cleaner that's offering those additional services? So, for example, sewer inspections, as you talked about, we developed a product called SewerScan. When I started and added sewer inspections to my business back in 2014, so that would be about 8 years ago from now, there was no training on it. There was manufacturers who sold equipment, but there was really no training on how to do it. That was the same thing I found in thermography and actually what started United Infrared. So it was really down the same path. So I realized that I had to create the how-tos. And because there was a lot of home inspectors, you probably had thought about doing this, but just weren't sure how to implement it. So I wanted to create a full service approach to, you know, the equipment, selection, to the actual process, and talk about the codes and standards that apply to it, and all the way to how to write a report and market the service. So we've kind of built that philosophy with all of our applications. So sewer inspections were all about how to add underground piping inspections to the home inspection, which is, you know, part of a home inspection. We look at plumbing, but we do not look at the underground piping, because a home inspection is what's visible. It's not what you can't see. So we can't see through walls unless you're Superman, maybe. Although infrared has been led to believe it sees through walls. It doesn't, but it sees the effects of conditions. So, you know, that's where sewers come in. And literally I found that guys who add this service are finding like a 30 to 40% increase in their revenue by simply adding that one service. So I didn't want to let it go from there. I mean, we found that there's so many other opportunities. Obviously, we started with home inspectors with our Home Inspect IR course, which is all about using an infrared camera for energy audits, electrical, moisture. Moisture and electrical are the two big ones. And then also we talk about HVAC, and we teach you proper techniques, how to write a report, how to communicate it to your clients. So that was our first one, then the sewer. And then we launched Chimney Scan. It's just been a little less than a year ago, and we enlisted, you know, in all these applications, we enlist the top guy in its market. There was nobody in sewer, so I guess I had to be at infrared. That's my background, so and home inspection. But when we brought on chimneys, we enlisted Jerry Eisenhower as our technical director. He's probably one of the more famous chimney guys in the United States, been in the business 40-plus years. And his opportunity to help home inspectors add this ancillary service has been amazing. The course came out amazing. If you don't know, there's a standard in NFPA 211 that says, and that's the National Fire Protection Agency, that they establish a standard that every home should have their chimney inspected annually. And the problem is that if you, during the winter, try and call a chimney sweep and see if they can come out and inspect your chimney. And the reality is they're booked months out. And so I think the solution that we've created was certifying home inspectors to that level two, which in the standard they talk about that you must be formally trained in this process to do these inspections. So we get that certification through completion of Chimney Scan. And so that will give the home inspector this extra ancillary service. And the amazing thing about it, Ken, is that it just doesn't depend on a home inspection. They can sit there and offer these services as standalone, which now opens up an opportunity, especially like, you know, there's word out there that the real estate can be declining. And, interest rates have gone up this year in 2022. So I think that more than ever, these ancillary services are going to be very impactful for the home inspector. And then the last course that one of the main ones was the pool and spa training, which is our newest course. And we've enlisted Michael Casey, probably the most famous home inspector, been in this industry again another 30, 40 years. And there's, most people know who he is if they're in this industry, but the pool and spa inspectors.com training is another opportunity that that's going to help home inspectors take their pool inspections, if they do them, to the next level. Just was contacted this morning from a large franchise company that wants to take this company-wide with our training. And it's not about a standard pool and spa inspection. It's really about exploding that service into a higher level of service, which is going to allow the inspector to capture more revenue. So,
well, aside from the person doing the physical work, what kind of equipment is utilized for sewers and chimneys and pools?
Well, one of the cool things about it is we sell a particular sewer camera called a Wohler sewer camera, and they have a series of models that can be used on both sewer and chimney. So for a couple of little accessories added to the sewer camera, actually turns it into a chimney camera. And Wohler is actually our platinum sponsor of our conference coming up this September, and they're going to be there. And we're going to demonstrate all of this equipment so that people can see, you know, the equipment in work, you know, and how to set it up and how to do it. And that's really this hands-on approach with our conferences and our instructors all coming in to educate these guys. Pool and spa is, you know, general tools, but what we've done is by taking it to the next level, we're incorporating chemistry analysis of the water in the pool. Now, Ken, I know you're in Florida and I'm in California, and these are the two most populous states with swimming pools, you know, and so not doing it is crazy because it's just a lot more money that's on the table, but adding the chemistry analysis of the water just takes that pool inspection to the next level. And another common question that I'm asked about is doing water loss evaluation. And so we use a product called the Leakalyzer, which within minutes can, you know, I think it's 15, 20 minutes, can literally identify leakage to 1/10,000th of an inch. So it's an amazing device. And I think that the integration of the chemistry analysis, we're bringing a laboratory with us to test the water. And we know exactly the chemicals that pool has too much of or lacks thereof with an analysis of the water. And being able to present that for our clients, the leak and the chemistry, is amazing. So those tools, and, you know, one of the big things that we're doing, you know, is that, you know, we incorporate that you buy the equipment and the training is part of it. You get that included. So those are some additional benefits. But, you know, so the infrared, obviously, obviously you got to have an infrared camera, but, you know, compared to when I got in this business in 2005 and bought my first infrared camera and I spent $20,000, now these things are under $1,000.
Well, certainly there's all sorts of applications for the phone adaptation and the like, but the quality of the camera, it's like most pictures, if the resolution is the key, is it not?
Yeah, so I mean, the good news is that even the ones under $1,000 for a home inspector will do the job. Now, when you start looking in professional thermography, you're going to be spending more money. You don't show up to a job that's $2,500 with a $500 infrared camera. So, you know, and that's where, you know, coming to the event like Thermal Imaging Conference, we're gonna educate you and help you understand the things you need to know and the type of equipment that you need for the job that you want to do.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we can talk a little bit more in-depth about the conference that's coming up.
Sounds good.
Whether you're a thermographer, home inspector, or looking at infrared thermal imaging for the first time, TIC 2022 has so much to offer. There are two educational and training tracks at TIC 2022, designed for both the thermographer and home inspector. Both have free training or certification courses attached, and by simply attending TIC 2022, you can save up to 70% off United Infrared's wide range of training modules.
This is Ken English. We're talking about home and building inspection and the upcoming Thermal Imaging Conference of United Infrared with Peter Hopkins. Peter, the conference itself, it was kind of put off a track with the COVID and all of that, but where was the idea coming from to actually start the Thermal Imaging Conference, and how has it progressed over the years?
Well, I mean, we started our first conference in 2013, and, you know, although United Infrared actually kind of started in 2008 and 9, we found that training was changing over those years. So we were doing all live classes 2009, 10, 11, 12, and we realized there was a shift in the market, and we were finding that, you know, for someone to come to a three-day class was a five-day commitment, and people just got busy. You know, in 2009, the economy was in the toilet, so people had time. But by 2012 and 13, people were getting back to work. Now, they still wanted to grow their businesses, and so, you know, that part was changing, and we realized it was time that we had to build an online e-learning platform. So we did that at the same time in 2013, launched a e-learning platform, and we felt that the interaction was really crucial. So although we were seeing these students, you know, one, two times a year in a class, creating an e-learning platform meant that we had no interaction with them other than on the phone. So we wanted to give that opportunity where everybody can come together. The collaboration and the hand-holding and the talking directly with the people was very important, and that's kind of how our company was founded. So we didn't want to lose that aspect, and that's why Thermal Imaging Conference was created. So, you know, yeah, we've had the last few years have been tough, so we're really excited to get things back going this September, and I think that it's going to be a great opportunity for, you know, a lot of different markets, from the thermography to the home inspectors, and that we've got something for everyone in those markets.
And where is it going to be? Why don't you elaborate on the destination?
So all of our conferences, we try and pick somewhere that could be and want to go to. So in this case, we chose Lake Tahoe for this year. We've had San Antonio, you know, South Carolina, you know, to San Diego, Las Vegas. And this year we chose Lake Tahoe because it's just the most scenic and beautiful place. If you've never been there, think of it as a edu-vacation, because and you want to extend your trip. In fact, we've got some really amazing room rates of, you know, starting at $59 for the room rate during the conference. And then you can extend out a couple of days pre or post the conference to take advantage of everything that Lake Tahoe has to offer. So if you've never been there, just go ahead and Google it, and you can see all the amazing things. And one of the neat things that they just don't tell you, so it's a destination location. A lot of people go there. They're very busy in the summer, but by the time Labor Day hits, the traffic goes way down, but the weather is perfect in September. You're up in, you know, 7,000-8,000 foot level, 6,000, 8,000 or so, and, you know, the weather's going to be perfect, and the crowds are down, but all the beauty of Lake Tahoe is there. So look it up, and I think that, you know, September 19th through the 22nd is our conference. You can go to the website, thermalimagingconference.com, and you can see more about it. And like I said, you know, this is an investment in your next step for your business, and whether that's you're thinking about thermography, this might be help you take you to that next level if you're a home inspector. Kind of doing like similar to what I've done. I'm that guy who practices what I preach. But if you're just simply wanting to take your home inspection to the next level, or you want to be less susceptible to economic downturns like they're kind of predicting right now, you know, call any home inspector, any of your friends or people, and ask them how their business is doing compared to last year and the year before. So there is absolutely a decline showing. So when you can capture more revenue from the same client, it won't hit you as hard. And that's what our company is all about, is the ancillary services and helping you take your business to the next level. So I really hope that you know, you can do some research and you can find this in your schedule to make it up there to Lake Tahoe. I think it'll be worth everyone's time.
Or what companies are supporting the conference? Maybe you could just touch on a few of the sponsors.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's obviously, I mean, our platinum sponsor is Wohler. And, you know, Wohler, they're a German company, Precision Engineering, think. They produce an amazing product that we have done very well with. In fact, I believe that we're their number one distributor in the United States. And, you know, we sell a lot of their product because it's an amazing product. I feel it's the best sewer camera for home inspectors out there with the pan and tilt. But we've got companies, you know, infrared manufacturers that come in and support. And you can see a listing on our thermalimagingconference.com. We have companies that support inspectors from insurance and other ancillary services like ultrasound and certification training organizations. So you're going to have a plethora of support at the conference where you'll be able to, if you're deciding about thermography, have the right people to talk to in making that step. So visiting the website will give you an idea of every one of our sponsors. But I think that as you learn and realize that if this is an opportunity for you, this is the event you want to be at.
Now, the website is thermalimagingconference.com. And coming out probably as we speak is the Photon, the newsletter from United Infrared. If somebody's interested in getting more updated information, how would they get the newsletter?
So simply going on our website, unitedinfrared.com, there should be a sign up for our newsletter link in there. But you can also just contact our office and, you know, Carol in the office can get your information. She'll make sure you get registered and we can send you the latest copy. In fact, it just came out today, our July newsletter, with a great message about the conference from our MC, Mal West. And I think that you can read a little bit more detail, see the schedule and everything. So give our office a call, 888-722-6447.
Each month you feature a different training module. This month for July, last month it was horses with equine IR. This month it's electricity. Is that what's the current feature?
Yeah, so we always want to give people an incentive and, you know, not only just promotions on trainings, but promotions on products. We have sometimes open box products or just extra inventory that we're blowing out. And so you can take advantage of some new opportunities. In fact, our newest tool that we just brought on board with United Infrared is our multi-screwdriver. I tell you, I use it every day. It's got all the bits that you need for a home inspection from the quarter-inch driver to 5/16 to, you know, the Phillips and flatheads. So it's got it's called the Inspector 6-piece driver. And our latest newsletter has the picture of it, and you can take advantage of getting those. You know, so we just had those made and, they're very comfortable grips. So, you know, just getting the latest on tools, it's just like this, interview, Ken, that, you know, we're hoping to get the information out to our members and our future members and helping them understand the benefits that United Infrared has for their business.
Well, as we wrap up, we're down to about 5 minutes. Is there anything you realize we've left out of the conversation for right now?
Obviously, I mean, we didn't get into detail about the thermography track, but that can be for another time. I really wanted to focus on the home inspector and the benefits that Thermal Imaging Conference will have for them, especially with our track. And our expert instructors will all be there, from Michael Casey to Jerry Eisenhower, myself, Jay Bernstein on our drones. And really, like, you have to think is that in your business, what is it that you want to do? And I tell most people that, you know, when you've made the decision that you're not going to grow your business, you've already started your exit plan. You have to constantly be thinking about your next move. And that's so that you're not going to be hurt like so many people were in 2007, 8, and 9. When the economy took a hit, and reality is that, you know, the banks weren't lending money. And so if they weren't lending money, people couldn't buy houses. If you weren't buying houses, you didn't need a home inspection. And, you know, a lot of inspectors got hurt. People lost their homes, you know, so everybody in real estate. And we're trying to make sure with these ancillary services that this is not going to be the case. You know, I had thermal imaging in my business. So when that 2009 hit, yes, I was down, in fact, 60% down in my home inspection business that year. But I had made up revenue with doing commercial infrared services. So I, like I said, made that decision before that economy changed, and I was able to, you know, keep things going. Don't get me wrong, I was hurt and hurt bad, but we recovered, I think, you know, pretty good because of that. So I think that if you plan for your home inspection business and start to have that advanced level of service from, you know, pool and spa inspections to chimney inspections to sewer inspections to infrared analysis during the home inspection, that these four things alone are going to double your fee. In fact, that's what I want to propose to you, is that you think about how to double your home inspection. Double means that you're going to do half the work, half the number of inspections, and make double the money. So you're going to make what you were making in those glory years, but you're going to be doing half the number of inspections. And I tell you, as we get older, I'm one of them to speak for it. My body's not as good as I was when I was in my 20s doing home inspections. Now in my 50s, you know, I can't do three a day. I did one the other day with three inspections, and my wife will tell you, I was plopped out on the bed when I got home.
Well, certainly time has passed by rather quickly over the years. We're just about out of time here. Closing thought from you directed at the home inspector.
Yeah, again, just to reiterate that if you are not thinking about your business and the growth, then you are thinking about retirement. And that's maybe fine. I want to tell you, I've had 80-year-old home inspectors take training from us. So, you know, there's guys that, you know, I believe that you keep the mind going and the brain moving, and you're going to live a long, prosperous life. So I think that take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of you.
All right. Well, with that, I would encourage people to check out the United Infrared website. It's unitedinfrared.com. There's a link to the training programs and the various options that are out there, infrared and non-infrared type of programs. Peter, I know you got some things that you're going to be doing today, and I wish you the best with all of those, and enjoy yourself. And we'll do this again soon. All right. This is Ken English for Peter Hopkins, wishing you the best.
Thank you for listening to United Infrared's Home Inspection Show, hosted by Ken English. Check out unitedinfrared.com for more information about infrared training. Visit thermalimagingconference.com to learn more about the upcoming conference at Bali's Lake Tahoe, September 19th to 22, 2022.